Like, hello there. Welcome to part two of episode four of Who Sang It Better? And I'm glad you guys made it this far. Our next contestant would be Omi Pride 09, who, you know, I just call Omi. Just skip the formalities.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night.
Along with Megadizzy, Omi has one of the best falsettos I've ever heard, so I don't think this song was that tough of a challenge, but I don't really know if you can use falsetto in the song. But, you know, let's see what the judges say.
Omi, I really liked this for you. I usually have a problem with your energy and your emotion in songs, but I thought this was pretty good. I really liked your trills. They were on key and they worked nicely. I liked how you made it your own and you hit all the top notes right on. I'm not sure I like this song for you. Like, I don't know if I'd want to hear you cover the whole thing just because of the style. But that's just a personal preference. But I really did enjoy how you sang this and made it your own. Good job.
Hello, Omi, my love me buddy. This is okay. I give you kudos for using the higher octave there, which is what the original singer does, of course. The only thing I would criticise you for is that you need a bit more energy. I think this was, you know, kind of an average performance. I think that maybe the higher octave, although I congratulate you for trying it, I'm not sure maybe it was the best place to be. Maybe you could just change the key a bit instead, because it does need more energy.
Okay. Omi, I like really liked this a lot. I thought it was in a cool place in your range, and I think it worked for the song, and it made it like really unique to you, which I like really enjoyed. I really liked the emotion that you had on this. There probably could have been a teeny bit more, but I think you really brought it. This is a hard place in this song to get emotion, especially without doing the build. I kind of said this in Valk's critique. I'm pretty sure Valk is before this, so hopefully people know what I'm talking about, but I'll reiterate it just in case. I said that, like, this song relies heavily on, like, a build, and, like, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and to, like, start in a really random place is really difficult, so I think a lot of people have been having a hard time, like, capturing that emotion, but I think that you were getting there. So I really enjoyed this. Good job, Omi.
So I was listening to like a little bit of the last critique, and it was Michelle, and she was like, Omi, and you know, that's her thing. That's the star show thing. So, but I kind of feel like stealing that and doing it for the next person, because that sounds like fun. So, Dylan, you're up next.
Singer in a smoky room, smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows
Searching in the night. Dylan. Okay. I thought you sang this really nicely. I really liked your emotion at the beginning, but then when the background singers came in, I felt like you needed to build it more, because it kind of stayed at the same level, and I was like, ugh, where's that oomph to, like, the next level, because I really wish you had gone that far with it. So, like, I think that was my main comment about this. I really thought you sang it nicely. It was, like, in a good place in your range, and you didn't strain or do anything like that. Really, my only comment is that I wish it had built a little more.
Dylan Collins, my Perform It and X Factor buddy. This was pretty good. You sang it all in tune, which is good. I'm not sure that it's really in the right key for you. I'm not really sure that that key really allowed you to use much energy. So I would say in future, change the key, because then you're able to put a lot more of a performance in it. Because it was not bad. It was just kind of, wasn't really much performance to it. Singing was better than the performance. And you should know all about performance, because you do perform it. So that's no excuse. Must try harder.
Okay, Dylan. First, I want to note that I really liked that you changed the pitch of this for your voice. I think it was smart for you because a lot of singers will just keep it the way it is to stay true to the original. But if you can't hit the notes, you can't hit the notes, and that just makes it sound terrible. So I appreciate that you worked with your voice on this song, and I think it did help you. However, I think lowering it did hinder your energy, because the higher range does just drive emotion and energy a little bit more. So I think if you had more energy, it would have made this a lot better. But again, my own personal preference, I would rather hear you hit the notes right and sacrifice a little bit of energy. But that's just my own personal preference, because it wasn't no energy. It was just less than I expected. But yeah, I thought you did really well.
Now, actually, by chance, there might have been a mishap with the next person. Okay. Apparently he sent me it at one point during the night it was due, but it didn't get sent to me. Thankfully though, I didn't forward the emails until later on at night the next day. So you are one very lucky man, Zane. But not so lucky when you're holding scissors.
A singer and a smoking room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on, 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 on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night.
On top of it, you didn't even format the name of your submission the way I asked. Zane, I should have roasted you harder on your roast and made more funny stuff with your badge thing. Jeez. Okay. But let's go on to the judges. Maybe they're not as mad about your submission.
Zane. Okay. So it was a little pitchy at the beginning for me. And also your timing was also a little weird. And I felt like when you did the on and on part, you were really repetitive and, like, slurring it. You were like, on and on and on. It was, like, very drony sounding almost. So I didn't care for the way that you did that. I thought you had good energy, but definitely could have had more. So just work on bumping up that energy and kind of, like, singing your notes straight as opposed to, well, not straight, because, like, obviously this is a song where you can, you know, play around and, like, do funky things, but, like, I think you were trying to sound rockish or something, and it came across as, like, slurring your words together. So just be careful of that, and, like, watch how you would do, like, improvisational stuff in a song like this to make it your own, and, like, instead of making it repetitive.
Okay, Zane, you came in a little bit too soon and rushed the tempo a bit. As the song went on, I'm not sure if you kept rushing, but I do know that in the beginning you came in too soon and rushed the beginning part, at least. I wasn't sure that you had a good grasp of the melody in the beginning. A couple of your lines sounded a bit strange to me. I'm not sure if you were trying to change that for stylistic reasons, or if you just weren't familiar with the certain part you were singing, but it just seemed a little bit off to me. I personally wasn't a fan of how you slurred the on and on and on part, or the growl you did it up and down the boulevard, but again, that's just my own personal preference. I'm not sure it really fit with the song very well. I'm not quite sure I like this song for your tone, your voice. It wasn't bad by any means. You were on key most of the time and you did have good energy. I think I would just personally prefer to hear you sing a different style.
Hello, Zane. This was a very interesting entry. I've never heard you sing before, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, but I'd rather not hear you sing again. I do not say this to offend, of course, it's not my aim to offend people. However, it was quite out of tune and it was quite out of time, and at times you did kind of sound drunk. I'm sorry, but that was just how I feel. Don't take it personally, because as a person you were very nice.
Wow. First critique I've ever heard like that. But hey, you know, it was honest. Honesty is the best policy ever. So now we're on to results. And this is the, I was going to say hard, but it's not really that hard. See, I think the harder part is being a judge on a show. That's why I like producing and hosting this show, because I don't have to judge. Usually at each episode, I make a result sheet and I post it up. There's been cases in the past where people have like clicked on the result sheet before listening to the episode. So instead of releasing the result sheet before the episode comes out, I will now post it afterwards. And for anyone who's interested in joining this, in being a part of the show, how I choose the judges is that I personally ask them and I scout judges. And to be a contestant, all you have to do is sign up on the thread in the casting offices of Voice Hollywood. Basically what I'll do right after the episode is done, I'll unlock the thread, and the first 7 people who post that they want to sign up for the next episode gets a spot. So that being said, anyone who doesn't, who like, they're like the 8th and above poster on the thread, gets an automatic spot for the next episode. And I'm pretty sure you guys want to sign up for the next episode, because it's pretty good. I'll announce it after the results. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm stumbling over my words a lot because I'm not scripted. Shouldn't admit that, but tell me what you guys think about the show. It's been a while since I've hosted it, so feedback is always great. And what else? Oh, hey, another thing I would like to plug, and a lot of people don't plug things in their shows, but think it would be a good thing, is some things going on the forum right now. We have the VH, well, it's a Renaissance Festival hosted by Right VH. Of course, you don't have to be a Right VH member to join. You just have to sign up for like whatever thread is up there. And it's a great way to just have fun and get to know other people in the forum, you know, get to know the other contestants you've been like competing against in the shows you've been on. And some other great ways to get to know people is through forum games. Right now, Dante's Inferno is being hosted. Next game, I'm not so sure, but sign up for those. And upcoming events, live events, to get to know people again is called Vintage VH, which I'm hosting. It's the listening show where we listen to old shows and past seasons, and you'll get to find out which show we're listening to once you're there online on Skype for it. And the Noob Game is running next week on Wednesday, run by Dylan Collins. And last live event being hosted this month is Whose Line Is It Anyway? Hosted by me. It's going to be very fun. So I encourage you guys to sign up for that. Okay, now I said all that stuff just so you guys would listen and actually listen it, because I know people just like go straight to the results. So no, you get to listen to plugins before you get to the good stuff. And now we're finally here, and I'm just going to go up the list. Every judge this week agreed on the last place winner, which is Zane. I'm sorry. You're last place, but you're still a winner, because everyone's a winner. Yeah. A lot of the judges' results were actually in sync with each other, and I'm very surprised. Like, the next person, each judge agreed that the next person deserved this spot. And Dizzy, fifth place goes to you. Okay, and the next person up is, now this is where things become iffy, a little iffy, but fourth place goes to Valk. So congratulations Valkyrie Celeste, you have fourth place. Third place goes to Dylan Collins. Sorry, I forgot the lead up, but congratulations. Second place goes to, and this person, each judge gave this person the spot. So congratulations, Maddie, you won second place, which means Omi, you have won episode 4 of Who Sang It Better, and you are now invited to be one of the judges on panel for the next episode. And the next episode, you guys are in for a special treat. The next episode, the featured song will be Rebecca Black. And it'll be her song Friday. Because, you know, when I say Rebecca Black, I hope everyone knows it's Friday. Yep. So thank you for listening. Thank you for the contestants for submitting. Thank you for the judges for judging. And thank you for the listeners for listening. That is the end of the episode. And see you until next time. I'll see you on Friday.